So, hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Jesse Barr. I'm 24. I'm from Waterford. I compete with Ferrybank AC, and I'm a 400-meter hurdler.
Great. And you moved to Bath 2 years ago?
A year and a half ago, yeah.
Okay. Why Bath?
Well, I was in Limerick for 5 years. I studied in UL, and I was in a training group that Thomas is still in. And I just had an opportunity. I was at the stage where I wanted to start doing a master's, and I had already applied to a college in Bristol. And I had an opportunity to train with a coach called Malcolm Arnold, who's a really prestigious hurdles coach.
Sure, yeah.
So when the opportunity arose, I kind of couldn't turn it down. I had to give it a go. So
brilliant. Yeah, tell me a bit about Malcolm. He's a very famous trainer.
Yeah, he's been going for years. I mean, he's into his 70s now, so he's one of the old school coaches. He started back in the 70s in Uganda training David Akibua, who ended up going on to win the Olympics in the 400 hurdles. First ever African to win the 400 hurdles in the Olympics. So he went from there to move over to Britain, took on people like Jason Gardner in the sprints, Colin Jackson coached him to world record in the sprint hurdles, and people like Di Green, who's world champion, Commonwealth champion. You know, he's had a long list of people. I don't know how many championship medals
Fantastic.
He has. So,
and the 400 hurdle is your main event, but
That's
in the last
event.
Olympics, was it a relay you ran in?
Yeah, I didn't make the A standard for the hurdle, so I ran on the 4x4 relay.
Okay, but Rio, it will be hurdles. That's
yes.
That's the target.
Definitely,
okay.
Definitely.
And who got involved in athletics first, yourself or
Thomas?
Thomas is 3 years younger
He's
than you,
three
right?
years younger, so he actually got involved first. He just went along with his friends one night. Back when I was about 12, he was 9, and the next week he came back telling me how good it was and he had such a great time and blah blah blah. So the next week I went in and I looked back.
Great. And you get on most of the time, I suppose,
with Thomas? Oh yeah, we get on, we actually do, we're very similar.
Excellent.
He's very laid back, so he's easy to get on with.
And you're studying sports psychology, yeah? Does that work well with the training?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm probably the worst person to use it on myself. I'm not able to psychologize myself, but I know what I should be doing, and I know when I should be using it. So it does. It does balance out nicely.
Excellent. Great to chat with you.
Okay, thank you.
Talk again soon.
Yeah.